Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. It would suit me just fine if I received nothing but gift cards in my presents and stocking this year. Friends and loved ones know that gift cards presented to me will, in fact, be used, bank on it, which, remarkably, is a predicament for many people. These folks plop the card down somewhere and forget about it. Sometimes the card even makes it to a wallet or purse only to be exiled and ostracized from all the other forms of currency. The plastic money is ultimately rediscovered at some distant date when the holder happens to cross paths with it once more and berates themselves for their thoughtlessness. There was a time gift cards actually expired fairly quickly, which would really incite some rage upon relocating them. I remember the funerals my wife and I would conduct as we laid to rest the never-relinquished funds. You see, my wife was among the accidental gift card slayers in those days. But in 2009, Congress passed the Credit Card Responsibility and Disclosure Act that, among many other things, included new rules for gift cards. Chief among those, for me, was the fact that gift cards could not expire any earlier than 5 years from the date of activation. Following that legislation, many companies did away with expiration dates altogether. Anna and I have made great strides in our system of storing the retail redemption rectangles. We now have a card carrying case specifically earmarked for gift cards only. Anytime we are considering dining at a local restaurant, out comes the handy carrying case and we pore over our options. I have been told that I am difficult to buy presents for. I assume that means people aren't sure what I might want, but I always picture someone scaling a mountain or cutting through vines in a jungle with my present clutched in their hand as they try to make their way to my home. Regardless, if it is true that I am hard to know what to get, relax, friends and family, a gift card will not disappoint. And I do not misplace them. I guess it's because I've always just thought of them as money. Cash is something I've never sat down and thought later, now, where did I put that 20? To me, a gift card is simply $50 that I can only spend at Panera Bread, or a 20 that is no good anywhere but Starbucks. My wife kids me about my urgency in using gift cards. They don't expire, she chides. But you know what has happened? The restaurant or retail outlet on the card has closed. Can't very well drive up to where Del Taco used to be and fill an order of grilled chicken tacos and pintos and cheese with the mattress store currently in its place. Mark that down as a legitimate hazard of hanging on to gift cards too long. Like I said, though, this isn't an occurrence that takes place in my world. Just like other currency, they tend to burn a hole in my pocket. In this case, that's a good thing. It means I never let a gift go unredeemed. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.